earlier this week, Magpie Distilling in Murrurundi was successful in receiving a $100,000 grant through the Regional Job Creation Fund through the state government. This has been quite the process. The fund was announced actually last year, and the team at Magpie Distilling have been working towards it being successful in the funding, and they have been, which is so exciting. And Jeff from Magpie Distillery joins me this morning. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jess. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Now, how exciting that you were successful in this funding.
Oh, you could have knocked us over with a feather. It's been a process that we've been working on as part of the application for the grant since October last year. You know, there's been a number of submissions and discussions with regional development, and we were just delighted that government looked at our submission and believed in what we wanted to do with our distillery, with the way we wanted to expand it, and most importantly, build some jobs.
Mm. Fantastic. So with this money, what for your business, what does that mean you're going to be able to do?
What it means is that we're going to be able to grow faster and, I would hope, bigger. We've always had plans to continue to develop the distillery. We're working on setting it up for tastings and on-site sales and being able to come and talk to us, i.e. the distillers. But instead of perhaps some of these growth initiatives or growth plans taking 5 to 6 years, I'm really hoping that we can do it in, you know, 18 months to 3 years. It was all about creating jobs. That was the purpose of the fund. And, you know, that's absolutely what we intend to do with this very generous grant.
That's fantastic. Because how's business been going? We caught up probably a couple of months ago now, but how has, you know, the gin sales and the gin itself been going?
It's been going very, very well. I think everybody laughs about that whole trope of setting up an alcohol business during COVID, but we've been selling online,
yeah.
And we've had a really good reception to the gin expressions that we're offering. They've picked up some awards, which has been absolutely fantastic, just validated what we're doing. And business has been good, and we're hoping with this grant that we can take our business to the next level production-wise and sales-wise and just in terms of creating a really high-quality distillery here in the Upper Hunter.
Because at the moment, how many different types of gin are you making?
We've got three types of gin. Yep. We've got our flagship Murrurundi Dry, which won gold in last year's Australian Gin Awards and has just won silver at the London Spirits Competition. We've got our Autumn Harvest, perfect for this time of year, which is an orange and saffron expression. And a few months ago, we released Songbird, which is our pomegranate and cinnamon. So it's got this beautiful pink blush, slightly sweeter, that goes particularly well with soda or in some type of spritz.
Yeah. Did you ever expect the business to go so well? Obviously, that was your entire aim. But before you were, you know, into the gin distilling business, you were telling us last time we had a chat that yourself and your wife were in Sydney, sort of working in the office side of things, and decided to come up to the Upper Hunter to do this.
Well, we had a business plan for how we wanted the business to grow, and we've certainly exceeded our business plan for the first year, but nothing was ever guaranteed. I mean, we have to invest our own money into this. It's a roll of the dice, but I think we've at least commenced something that I believe is going to be successful. So we just want to take it for a walk and see how we can continue to grow it.
Mm. It's fantastic. Well, Jeff, do keep in touch. We can't wait to see how this money goes and what you do with it. The tasting and everything, getting that up and running is going to be fantastic. Congratulations again. And, of course, if anybody would like to buy some of your gin or follow you on social media, you can head to your website and Facebook and Instagram.
That's correct. We're just selling online at the moment. We hope to open later in the year for visits. But, yes, please visit magpiedistilling.com.au.
Fantastic stuff. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. You have a great day.